was named Beal. And you know something, I was just thinking about the man that built this house, his name was Beal. He lived in Ypsilanti.
Is that
and good? I find talking to him that his original people, his family came from Northville. And it's probably where this name Beal came from.
Exactly.
And of course, this house was built in 1936.
Uh-huh. So long time after the original family.
But he was a part of that family, Beal. That's how he came to be. I don't know how they got over in Ipsy, but probably this. Of course, while we're talking about property, we ought to talk about the racetrack.
Exactly.
Probably somebody else will have talked about the racetrack, but
we'll hear different stories.
Yeah, that was the Wayne County Fair Association's piece of property, and the people, the way that it was, now the Drivers Club, I guess, owns it, and the way they reorganized that. But everybody, the way they, when they first opened up the racetrack for the mutual betting, people went around in their attics and dug out their old papers and found that they owned a piece of the track with their was will to them, probably didn't get thrown away, because everybody in Northville at that time was a part of the Wayne County Fair Association, because they bought stock at $10 a share.
Oh, good.
And they didn't know it was worth anything, because hell, it was a sort of a thing that you donate to. But when they reorganized and made a track or mutual track out of it, they found that they had some value. And I don't know what the stock is worth today. It's probably worth a hell of a lot more than $10 a share.
I'm sure of it.
But that racetrack was the Wayne County Fair, and it was a big thing, probably outside of the state fair. In this area, Wayne County, it was big fair, like the state fair. 7 days, I remember it was a whole week was fair. And they came from all over to the fair.
And they had horse racing there at that
during
time,
the fair.
Harness?
Yeah, well, yes. And they always, the people kept their horses down there. As long as I can remember, they had a racetrack here. I can't remember when there wasn't a racetrack down there, because I used to skip school and go down and jog horses. And to be able to jog horses, you had to cool them out. Grass them a little bit and cool them out. That was a big job for a kid to have to walk around with a horse on the lead. But you earned that by jogging them. That was a great thing that you could jog them a little bit.
You got paid for that job?
No,
that was the privilege.
You had to cool them out.
Yeah. As long as we're in that area, how about the ski jump?
Oh, that back of the racetrack would be about the back stretch, right opposite the back stretch, north. No, is that north?
South.
South where the big hill is. Belonged to a man by the name of Butch Baldwin. I think I mentioned who Butch was. He owned the big palace. He owned that whole piece of property in there, and then sold it out for the park. But in that area belonged to Butch Baldwin. And he leased it to these people to build a ski jump back there. We had a ski jump, a scaffold up there on the back of the hill, and I think you'd get pretty good jumps out of it.
Would that be about in the 20s, late
yeah.
20s?
No, about the middle 20s.
Middle
20s. The Hall brothers, probably Henry Hall was the older brother, and he was an Olympic ski jumper. And I think probably in, I don't know what year it was, that he was one of the top jumpers for the Olympic skis. And he came out here and with his brothers built the scapula out here. People that had never seen ski jumping. And they'd have these big tournaments and they'd get the other jumpers in. Because there wasn't any place, well, I don't think in the lower part of Michigan that had a ski tournament. And then another fellow and I, who was it, Joe Litzelberger, Cliff LeFevre, the three of us, because of Butch Ballin. See, Cliff LeFevre's dad was a butcher at the Club Palace. And we, through the LeFevres, we got concession rights of the coffee and the hot dogs. The three of us had the franchise, or not franchise, but we had a monopoly on all the food down there.
And high school at the time?
No, I was in high, well, I wasn't, I probably was just in high school.
Oh.
See, I got out, well, no, I was in high school because I got out in 28, so probably in 26 or 27 when we did this. 2 years we did it, and we come out like a bunch of bandits because people couldn't get up close enough. We made the coffee in these big old wash tubs, the old wash boilers.
Yes.
And the hot dogs probably were in the same kind of an apparatus. We had these oil stoves, and we had a tent around three-corner counter, and the people would come up and they'd hand me a $5 bill for a hot dog and a cup of coffee. Couldn't get back to get the change because there were so many people. And we did all right.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, we got the ski jump in and we got the track. Oh, here's one that I forgot. Pretty near all the backyards in Northville. Backyards, garden area. And if you had a bigger backyard, you had a bigger Jensen bed. People raised Jensen. Well, Jensen is a medicine. They still use it for, I think it's a new nerve medicine used for nerve bed
companies.
Use the root, Jensen root. And everybody had these beds in the backyard. They were made out of glass, because the stuff grew in the shade.
Oh.
And they cultivated it some way or other, and everybody in Northville that had any backyard of any size had Jensen beds.
Did it cure everything?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think probably it was more a female nerve medicine. Maybe I'm wrong, but I think it's still used.
Did they make tea out of it, or?
No, it was in a spoonful thing.
I see.
But there were Jensen beds. I can remember one right on Katy Street, back of the one of the beds there, and well, here on Dunlap, back of the house that we had, or the piece of property where be the parking lot for the Harbor Drug with a big Jensen bed in there. And it had to be good fertile soil. They probably put leaves in there and mulched it. It was just good stuff. And they got good money for this Jensen. And they used the roots. Now, I guess that's it.
Don, you forgot to tell
tell them that you were born on Grace Street near 8 Mile and what you've never lived any further than three blocks. So why don't you finish?
Well, I mean, I don't live now within three blocks of where I was born all my life. And lived on Dunlap and moved the house that we're in now from Dunlap down to here. And then we moved several times in this location with wheelbarrows. We never had anybody move us. We moved with wheelbarrows. And I've enjoyed Marfville very much all my life, and I'm going to stay here. But we cheat a little bit every year and go to Florida for 6 months. But Marfville's still home.
Yeah,
always will be.
Well, Don Ware, thank you so much for sharing your memories with the Norfolk Historical Society. And I know that many people will be listening to this, enjoying things, that you would be the only one who could tell this story. And thank you so much for your time.
Okay.